Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, this is Denise Bassi, Randy from All My Children.
Hey, this is Chriselle Stouse, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Stardish Radio. My name is Joanne, your host. Today is April 28th, 2010. Guys, I've been gone for 3 weeks in Florida. Forgive me, no shows. So I'm so happy to be able to come back after my little three-week hiatus in Florida with my guest tonight. She's been playing Randy Morgan since May of 2008. And she quickly grew into this fabulous fan favorite. I don't even know how I can describe it other than that. She's got a great fan base. She's got a great storyline coming up. She's just all there and then some. I want to welcome back to Stardish Radio the incredibly gorgeous Miss Denise Bassi. Brooklyn girl.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thank you for the sweet words.
Oh, you're welcome. How's my Brooklyn girl doing?
She's holding up in L.A.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to talk to you about that, too. So, well, let's start off with that, really. I mean, Brooklyn-born girl, New York all your life, and now you're relocated. How's that working out for you?
It's better now. It was a slow transition. I think I was definitely one of the first ones of the entire cast to kind of freak out all the way till the very end until I made the move over. But I'm liking it now. And like I said, very slow transition. Most of my fans know I just got my learner's permit, so I'll be driving soon.
Oh, no. Watch out, L.A. That's amazing. I mean, really, at 29, just to start driving, my sister did that. We grew up in New York, too. We never had driver's licenses until you have to move somewhere. And when she moved to Florida, she got a license at 31, I think it was. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a bit intimidating.
Mhm. Yeah, people are crazy when they drive too. Just be careful. Good luck with that. So, are you still finding yourself homesick?
I haven't been as homesick. I mean, January through March, I went back to New York quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I had personal reasons to be there and photo shoots to do and meetings and such. The month of April, this has been the first full month I've been living in LA.
Okay.
And I guess because I got my New York time in for the first few months, I'm doing all right. I'll be going back in a couple weeks, though.
Okay, that's all right. I mean, it's always there, so you know you can always go back. So that's the thing about going back home. So I hope that the transition gets easier for you.
Thank you.
And your dog, is the dog loving it, Blue?
Blue is loving it. We're hoping he stays quiet this interview.
Oh, that's all right.
I remember last time he kept wanting to have something to say. He loves it out here. There's some of the greater things that I enjoy about being on the West Coast is the weather is obviously always great.
Right.
And it's a very dog-friendly city.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get to be outdoors all the time, so we
mm-hmm.
do runyon hikes, and I usually, unless I'm leaving for the studio or an audition, I don't leave the house without him, so he loves it.
Aww, okay, so that's good. So what kind of dog is Blue? I'm getting isn't he a greyhound?
No, he's a Weimaraner.
Right, that's right, I couldn't pronounce it even after you said it to me. That's right, say it again.
Weimaraner.
Okay, that's what it is, people in the chat room, because I can't say that, so I'm not going to even butcher it. Let's not go there. Okay, so 2008, you're coming up on an anniversary in May on the show.
Yes.
So tell me is it everything that you expected from the day that you started to the day that you're at now?
I think when you first start, you don't really know what to expect whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Working on soaps is completely different than working on primetime television or film sets. It's a lot of work. It's a lot harder than any other person or any other actor even can imagine. Things are fast-paced, and our producers and our network expect us to be ready to go at call time. And I don't think that I expected the intensity, nor was I aware of how different it was going to be from any other acting gig. And then once I kind of took that in and understood that, things have just progressively gotten better. My work's gotten better. As you know, we've gotten
mm-hmm.
new writing team, new head writers. We've relocated, so our sets are better. We're in HD. I mean, the show overall, I think, is better. And so those are things that, even looking a full year back, none of us were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always surprises. You know, that's one of the things about soaps. You never know. You never know what's going to change and who's going to be with who and whose child
right.
it is. And
well, of course, that's true. But Randy has developed so much over the last 2 years, and she's really blossomed and became her own. And your acting has really stretched out, and it's getting so much better with each storyline. How is the change in the writing team for you? Going from, and I can say this, I know you can't, but as all the fans and anybody else that's been on All My Children knows, I thought the Charles Pratt era was just horrifying to what he did with All My Children, to the point where I rarely watched at all until he was gone. So tell me, as an actor, what the writing was like for you as opposed to now with the new team.
Well, I think that something overall that's changed is most of the characters are more like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
For Randy, especially, we've seen her grow into a woman, into
mm-hmm.
a woman working a professional job.
And a wife.
She has some substance now. She has character. These were things, and I wouldn't necessarily, for my character specifically, only blame it on or blame it at all on our past writer, because my character wasn't really developed. My character was written by the head writer previously, and then Charles came in, and there was this blank canvas.
Right.
So I think that for the fans in the very beginning, I think that's why Randy was so confusing to them, because she was here and there and nowhere.
Right.
Because we couldn't get a sense of who her character was.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's grown to stand up and have her word, and she's strong over at Fusion where she works, but she knows her place at the same time, but she definitely has mm-hmm. an opinion on things. Her whole life is not I don't want to say it's not her man, but her family is a big thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
But Frankie and Randy are definitely on a strong partnership level, versus sometimes we see a lot in soaps, the woman who's always in need of rescue, which is where Randy first started. And then we've got to, as her story progressed, we got to see the roles reverse a little bit.
Right.
So that's been nice.
Well, I see a difference in the writing, and I love how her character is kind of a very strong part of Fusion now.
Yes, that's been fun.
That's been told very well. And now there's a little animosity between the characters, between Randy and Madison. So
yeah.
For a little while, it looked like as if they were toying with maybe Frankie having a little fling with her, a little flirtation, a little something, but that kind of disappeared, and now she seems to be moving on to Ryan. But what can you tell us about that? Were they planning on going something in that direction?
You know, I honestly don't know. We never really know what's going to be told until it's printed on a page. Obviously, we have our producers and Julia, our executive producer, to sit down with and talk about story ideas and where the story is headed. But until something is literally on paper, and because the writing is done as so many months in advance, you really don't know what's going to happen. I think it was interesting for the fans to see and have an opinion on, and if it was something they wanted or something they were completely against. It's not, for me, from my point of view, it's not in Frankie's character. It would never be in his character to cheat on his wife. I mean,
right.
There are a lot of things that, as we know over the years of understanding and growing with the Hubbard family, there are things that go down in other families that just don't happen in the
Hubbard family. Right. And that's one of the things that the fans were so upset over when Jesse was brought back, that he actually, even though he was, because of the timing of his supposed death, it kind of looked as if the timing made it look like he did cheat on Angie, and everybody flipped out. They're like, there is no way Jesse would ever do that to Angie. So that is in the character of the family, and I'm glad to see that they are keeping it that way with Frankie. But, you know, this is soaps, and they're going to get a little drama somewhere. You know, they ain't always have couples.
Yeah, I know. Happy all the time is for entertainment purposes, it's boring.
Isn't that the truth? Well, we got fans in the chat room are saying that Randy and Frankie need a baby.
I know. The fans want a baby. Can I tell you, we got a life-size, like, you know, person-size stork delivered for our wedding anniversary. They want a baby. They want a girl.
Okay.
I'm very aware. I've relayed the word.
There you
and
go.
I've done my part.
Okay. Well, they're saying Trevor needs a playmate. So Randy and Frankie got to be the ones to have the baby.
Oh.
So we'll see about that. But, gosh, that's funny. So talk to me a little bit about your experiences on the show over the last 2 years. I mean, you've worked with some incredible people. You've seen a lot of people come and go, and most recently we'll start with David Canary.
Right.
Leaving the show. He actually came on my show for Stardish's second anniversary, and it was such a delight to talk to him. I mean, I could sit and talk to him all night.
Yeah.
With the stories that he can tell, you know, with the span of his career. Tell me what it was like, you know. I mean, I don't think you guys really had a lot of screen time, but nonetheless, being together.
Sadly, we didn't, which is something that I said to David at his going away party, was that our characters never really were on the same canvas.
Mm-hmm.
But that just watching him, from afar, you know, coming up on set or watching the feed from the studio, you can just learn so much from him. I mean, he knows this craft. He's done it for so long. He is a part of soap history. But it was a very emotional moment for everyone to see him leave. You know, he's been family. We are all family there. So when someone goes, whether it's too soon or whether it's their time, it's still really sad, you know?
Right. Especially for someone like him. And
He's done his time.
Yeah, you know, he deserves a retirement, you know. Definitely agree with that.
Yes. He deserves to sit back and relax and enjoy his wife and his family.
Make his coffee tables. He told me he's making coffee tables.
Yes.
I said, all right. I said, that's cool. I said, I can't wait to see something like that. So that's good. I said, as long as you keep in touch and let us everybody know what you're doing, let everybody know what you're doing, the fans will be happy. So I'm going to Manhattan in May, so hopefully I'll be able to meet up with them. Maybe we'll start a Facebook page for him or something to keep him updated with
keep
the fans.
Updated. His wife did say he was immediately offered like a whole bunch of different hosting, you know, events and awards ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we'll be wondering where he is. I think that there's still selective things we'll see David do.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And then the passing of James Mitchell, I don't think you got to work with him either, but again, another icon.
Yeah, James is someone that I definitely did not get to work with, nor did I see much on set just because, you know, of where he was. You know, his state in the last couple of years. I may have seen him maybe only once my first year on the show.
Wow. That's
yeah.
crazy. But, yeah, nonetheless. But in any event, you're working with some of the top-notch people in soaps with Debbie Morgan and Darnell.
Susan.
Susan Lucci, forget about it. I mean, now you're embroiled in that whole fusion thing. And what I can't get over, I mean, I love the fact that you have, well, I shouldn't say I can't get over it, but I love the fact that they're putting you as a business person first rather than a model because, I mean, not for nothing, we all look at you and God, you're drop dead gorgeous. That's just there. You know, mm-hmm. I like that they're using your brains rather
yeah,
than accessing your beauty first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we. I just did an interview for the Pine Valley News, and they asked, you know, don't you think you should be the model for Fusion? And my immediate answer was, no. How cliche is that? I mean, that's what I did before. You know, that was an industry that I was very much involved in. So I think that it would just, for me, it'd be too cliche. The the couple of episodes where, you know, it was kind of tinkled with. I remember when I first got the script that said, you know, Randy's going to do this photo shoot for the Valentine campaign. I was like, no way.
I remember that, yeah. But, I mean, at that point, you were still fresh, but I love the fact that you're using your brains, and that's, you know, Erica started out as a model, but look at her now. She's at the helm of this thing. She, you know what I mean? The brain's there, beauty second. And I like that. I like that they're using that with you. Because, you know, it's just so visible how beautiful you are. We don't need them to take photos of you and plaster you all over magazines to prove that point. You know, I love the fact that they are, you know, accessing that other part of you. So that's, I'm very impressed with that as well. I have a couple of questions from the chat room. One is they want to know if you're going to have a fan event this year.
Yes. Yes, I will be having a fan event during the – we've just announced the AMC Fan Weekend, which is the, I believe, the 22nd through the 26th of September. So I don't have exact details yet, but we're starting to organize this month.
Right, okay, and Debbie Mars is now the fan club president for All My Children, for all of those of you who don't know that, and she puts on a hell of a fan club weekend for General Hospital in July, so you can only imagine what All My Children is going to be stepped up to now that they're out
yeah,
in California.
We're really excited about that. I met, two other women who work with Debbie. We're in the studio today, and I sat down and spoke with them. But I also met with Debbie the first meeting that she came over to the show, and she, you know, they came and they hung out for a couple hours and spoke to cast. And it's just very exciting to have someone who is like excited, is in full hands-on involved, is reachable at all times. I mean, we email back and forth. She's like, call me anytime. There's a whole program and an outline of everything's really clear of the outline of what's going to go on for the weekend. And the fans are going to get something more than just that, you know, that big luncheon where we're just signing autographs. And so I think it's going to be really fun. Everyone's really excited about it.
Well, your New York fans are already putting in that they miss you already. So they hope that you guys will come back to your roots for some events back east. That's going to be a big transition for the East Coasters, you know, to travel out that far to go to the fan event. So hopefully they will be able to make some concessions for that.
Which we understand, but at the same time, remember that all the West Coast fans did
That's
it
right.
for
yeah,
how
it's,
many
it's like,
years?
Well, oh, God, isn't that the truth? It's like a double-edged sword, and nobody seems to understand that, you know. But, you know, you got to admit, though, going to work every day and having those people sitting on the steps, they're pretty lonely now at the AMC studios, you know. They're looking for the AMC Peeps, but
yes,
I don't know.
We were very, very accessible then. Now
yeah.
there's like security and
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah, it's a whole another ball game now out there, but that's all right. Yeah, it's bigger and better things. All right, let me see here. Let me get some of these questions in the chat room. Shy Dye wants to know if you're going to be on season 2 of White Collar.
I don't know. I don't know. Can someone make the phone call for me?
They're going to be Shy Dye.
I shot the pilot. We had a blast doing it. Mm-hmm. I got to meet and work with Diane Carroll, who is another absolute legend. I mean,
yes.
Emmy, Tony, just a history and acting for sure, and such a doll. And I knew from the script, I mean, from the pilot, it was going to do well. I didn't
mm-hmm.
imagine it would catch on so quickly. I'm so happy that, you know, that it did, because everyone from the director I worked with that day to the producers to the cast, everyone was super sweet. But stuff like that, you never know. You never know what's going to happen with the character.
Mm-hmm.
We've spoken to them. We spoke to them last year talking about the rest of the episodes in the season. And if there was any reason to bring into storyline my granddaughter again, which was who I played, Cindy,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, I'd be back. But you never know. The writers. It's all about
you know, exactly. That's the truth. So you guys can go to the USA Network and find out about that one and tell them that you want, you know, you tell fans on how to write these campaigns. Get her back on White Collar. You know, you've got the power. Now, they want to know what is the most challenging scene you've done as Randy.
Wow, the most challenging material was definitely the whole Trevor storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And second to that was the North situation right prior to that, and having to walk around thinking that you committed this murder. However, some way in our heads, I want to say, we've all thought about, like, being, you know, in a situation where we had to protect ourselves. We've played it out. We kind of know what we might have, would have, could have, should have done. But coming from someone who's never had a child to playing someone who was going to have a child, lost a
mm-hmm.
child, and then found a child and wanted to, like, keep this baby, which is obviously not... Randy was in a moment of insanity and in shock and was not being logical, because who's going to bring home a baby and say, well, we're just going to keep it. We're not going to tell anybody.
Yeah.
But having to conceptualize that was some of my hardest work. And then the emotional stuff of having to be separated from the baby.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot. And I'll tell you, those scenes were the last scenes of the day. We shot them at probably, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night. Everyone was worn out, the crew, the director, and we just had to get him. And then at one point, we had to stop because we had gone over for the day and come back the next morning.
Oh, Jesus.
At you know, 7 in the morning for hair and makeup. And then we set it. 9 or 9:30, and go right into those, you know, right into that moment of crying and distraughtness. And
oh, gosh.
And so that's definitely been the hardest material I had to work with for all my children.
Wow. I could only imagine. Now, Josie378 wants to know who you have not worked with on the show before that you would love to.
Who have I not worked with? I've worked with everyone at least once, I think, at this point. I'd love to work more with Jill Larson. I think she is a ball. She's so much fun. We've only had one or two, I think it was one episode where we had a few scenes together, but it was so natural and just like two girlfriends just chatting. Even though it was an emotional scene, she actually talks to me right before I go to church to deal with my guilt over the North death, and then I find the baby. I got to work with Torsten before he left, so that's a good thing. I've worked with Vincent. I think I've never worked directly with Bobby, who would be fun because me and her are always chatting it up in the makeup room. And I've never worked directly with Jacob.
Okay.
And, I mean, he's also someone who has been in soaps forever and knows what he's doing, is great at what he does. So it'd be good to get on set with him and kind of, you know, take him in, see how he works.
Absolutely. He's he's embroiled in a nice little thing going on this show right now. Who do you share your dressing room with, they want to know?
We don't share dressing rooms, thank God.
All right.
We didn't share in New York either. Actually, our rooms in New York were larger. But my dressing room is right across. It's a very thin hallway, and it's right across from Stephanie's, which works out because Stephanie has become one of my best girlfriends. And it's really funny because we'll just open the door and scream across the hallway at each other when I'm not in her dressing room, because she has all the Girl Scout cookies in her dressing room. So I'm often just hanging out on her couch enjoying those.
Oh, geez. Yes, Girl Scout cookies can be addicting. Before you know it, the box is gone.
Well, not if you buy. She bought like 15 boxes.
Oh, geez.
You can see Stephanie coming a mile away. It's like, okay, I'll buy a few boxes and support. And then she gets this big box, and I'm like, what's that? She said, Girl Scout cookies. I'm like, that entire box is filled with Girl Scout cookies? She's like, yeah, I got this kind. I've got the ones with the chocolate inside. I've got the ones with the mint.
Oh, my goodness. That's hysterical. You're going too fast. How would she feel if Randy fell under David's love spell he has on women? Yeah, David's got a way of pulling in women. Women who have brains and are beautiful, and just all of a sudden he just like sucks the lack of judgment and common sense out of them. And they become his women. So
maybe
he
has fairy dust. Did you see?
You know?
I'm sure you guys saw the love montage he had with Rebecca.
Yes. With Greenlee. Oh my God!
Yes. I saw Vincent this morning, and I was like, nice montage, very sexy stuff. I mean, I don't know that it would be that it would make sense this year for Randy to have any kind of love interest in any. It would never make sense for her to have any love interest outside of a relationship, but if she did, for whatever reason, and a storyline came to par, I don't know if it would be with David.
You know
just because there's so much animosity between his character and our family.
Oh, absolutely. And but then again, that could make for good drama also. The fact that it is, you know, and
I know there's been a lot of speculation because was it the last year February time around? There was the moment where he kept on seeing me and thinking that I looked very familiar. So I know that the fans have speculated some stuff with that as well.
Well, I mean, given Randy's past, I guess anything can kind of happen. It might not be in Frankie's character, but they may at one point include it in Randy's, you know, despite how far she's come.
Randy can't cheat.
Oh, well, we don't want her to cheat, but hey, brings drama. It brings drama. Let's see. Is there a main storyline coming up for the Hubbards that you know of?
I don't know. I heard that there was something, I think it was Soap Opera's Digest, or one of the weeklies was going to release a kind of an outline of what the summer looked like.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Hubbards are going to have a storyline for the summer, only because, you know, the show goes in and out of different, you know, focal points, and then everything kind of plays around it, and we've got still some of the Chandler stuff, and we've had the Chandler stuff for a while. Obviously, you know, Rebecca's come back to the show, so we've got that and Fusion. So I think between now and the end of the year, there should definitely be a strong Hubbard storyline coming up.
Yeah. As long as they're keeping you on a front burner with Fusion, I think the fans will be happy. But we haven't seen many scenes with you and your husband.
I know.
What's going on with that?
Which is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know, because Cornelius and I are like night and day at the moment. Our schedules have us kind of flying by. We saw each other recently a couple days ago at a press junket we were doing. And I just personally think that because we have this new head writing team, and that they need to sit back and maybe go over episodes and kind of decide what's going to happen. And, and with a couple, it takes a little more work, and they've got to work on the families first as a whole. And then kind of probably, I mean, this is an assumption, but then probably, focus on, you know, each little story that can happen within that family unit. So I think that, you know, we've just got to wait and see, sadly. So we miss working with each other, and we have hardly seen each other while we've been in L.A., because when I'm here, he's in New York.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in New York, he's here. And then our schedules just have us working on different days.
They definitely need to get their act together with that one. When will we get, well, again, she doesn't really know when they're going to get a lot of stuff, but the question is, when will we get the in-depth backstory of Randy, I guess, you know, meaning family and that sort?
That is the, like, million-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, because it's something that I want to play on the show.
Right.
While I have the opportunity to be on the show, and it's something that I really believe the fans deserve, and I've said it in numerous interviews, and I've brought it up in meetings. I think the fans need to know why Randy was in the position that she was when she came on the scene, and what's happened before, even, you know, that last couple of, you know, few years before she met Frankie. And hopefully eventually find out more about her family. And I don't know when they're going to explore it. I don't know if they're ever going to explore it.
Right.
I feel like the fans have been really vocal about it. And I think that they, at this point, might understand that there's a real interest from the fans to know.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just hope that they're making us wait a long time, because they're going to write something really, really great.
Yeah,
and it's kind of our best bet. Cross our fingers.
Well, truthfully, in my opinion, since this new writing team came on, they've improved it so much to the point where it's becoming my favorite show again. I mean, I was really disappointed with a lot of the stuff that was going on with it before, but as a fan, but it's really becoming my favorite again. So hopefully they'll start tying up stuff, you know, and bringing more stuff to the forefront. You know, I have faith in them. I do this time. So we'll see what happens. You've been posting a lot, and JR posted on his Facebook page that you two are taking acting lessons.
Yes.
How difficult is that to fit in your schedules? Happy girl.
Well, we're taking them on Tuesday nights, which you guys probably know because we've tweeted about it. It's a 3.5-hour class. Where you have to go in prepared for class. We call it class, but I mean, the minute you step in that room, the coach is makes you well aware that he runs this room as if you are coming to work and he's a director. So you have to be fully prepared. Me and JR are working on a scene together, so it makes it easier because JR lives up the block, not up the block from me, but in New York comparison to LA, it would be up the block. He's like 7 minutes away or 6 minutes away from me. And so we found time to work on it together outside of class. We put it up yesterday, and it's a challenging scene. We're working on a scene from Enemy of the State, which is a film with Will Smith, and I think he's cheating, and that he's cheated after we've went through counseling for a year and we've agreed to work it out for the child, and it's a very emotional scene. So I'm gearing up for the next big, you know, the next big storyline with Randy. But it's fun. It's fun, and it's always good to be in class. I mean, and anything that you do, whether it's, you know, acting or another profession, I think that you should always be wanting to learn and to improve and to sharpen your skills so that you can get further, so you can be better, so you can be promoted. And something me and him tweeted about today that our coach said was, you know, everyone has coaches. Every actor has a coach. I used to work with a coach Nicole Kidman worked with. She has a coach. Derek Jeter has a coach. So everyone needs someone to guide them down a different road to open up and see things differently, or to take out those blocks and get yourself out of your shell or out of your rhythm. So I think it's important, and we found somebody that we absolutely love, and he's close. I can actually walk to class if I wanted to.
Oh, really? Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
They want to know if there are other professional actors in your class, or is it just the two of you?
No, it's a full class. There are about, I want to say, at any given time, because people are in and out because they work, maybe
right.
20 of us, 15 to 20. There are other actors who are working on other things, state players from other, that, you know, are have even been on our show or something. I mean, there are people at all levels. There are people who are just beginning. There are people from other classes, and there are people who are working actors, and there are people who are still trying to become working actors. Which is, you know, good, because when you are a working actor, you forget that sometimes the tiny little things that when you see someone who's brand new, who doesn't know, you know, your first checklist or whatever, when they come on and the coach, you know, instructs them to do that differently, you're like, oh yeah, that's right, I learned that, you know, X amount of years ago, my first acting class. So
right.
It keeps you on your toes.
And like you said, everyone has a coach. You have to keep practicing in order to stay sharp at your craft. So that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and I think it's especially important when you are playing one character for so long.
Yeah.
You know, because all of us do audition, and most of us do audition and want to do other things wherever we can fit them in our schedules. So it's important to... You know, I know Randy. I know what Randy does when she's uncomfortable. I know her behavior. I know what her favorite color is. I know. But when you go on audition, all of a sudden you have to remember what you need to, that backstory you need to make up, because you get three pages and you know nothing about this character, and you have to make this three pages into something different that, you know, 200 other girls did, are
exactly.
also playing.
Right,
so,
to make yourself stand out.
Yeah, so going to class just keeps you on your toes.
Well, you keep doing your thing, girl. All right, I'm going to go to the phones, honey. Let's go to area code 312. This is Tony in Chicago. Tony, say hi to Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Tony.
How are you? Long time no hear. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Oh, boy.
Like a year and a half almost.
A year
yeah,
and a
that's
half.
The last
oh,
time
did
she
we,
was on.
Did we talk on the last show? Okay. Okay,
yes,
now
we
I know.
Did.
Well, there's a lot of Tonys. Well,
yes.
Good to hear from you again.
It's good to hear from you, too. You were mentioning earlier about the the dynamics with the Hubbard family, and talking about you and Frankie, or what the sisterly bond between you and Natalia as well.
I'm sorry, say again, the bond between me and Natalia?
How about the, yeah, what about the bond between Randy and Natalia? You know, Randy's now her sister-in-law and everything. It's like a sisterly bond between them, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think from jump, they definitely came together. And, I mean, if you guys remember, Natalia was the one who told Randy that it was kind of time to give it up to Frankie. Randy was still, you know, so nervous about having love with someone that she cared for because she had went through, you know, years of having sex just for money. And Natalia just came in and was like, just go for it. So I think ever since then, they have this very open, very much like real sister kind of relationship. She was, you know, she's been there to comfort me through everything, and whether it was the North she didn't know about, whether it was with baby Trevor, you know, she was the first person we told in the family, and she was willing to like keep it a secret for us for a little bit, even though she knew it was wrong. So there's definitely a real sisterly bond between the two characters. As far as me and Shannon, we get along excellent. We have a great time together as well. She's been actually MIA the last couple of weeks. Also, our schedules have been like night and day, and so I miss her.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. You also mentioned, speaking of friends offset, you mentioned you were best friends with Stephanie Gachet, who plays Madison on the show. And now, and you know, you're worried about, you know, you had an anniversary coming up, a two-year anniversary. She has an anniversary coming up, a year anniversary. She joined the show in May of last year. And what is the difference between the time you two worked together, the first time you worked together, to now?
It's funny because we looked just today, before I left the studio, we were looking at, she took that picture of me on Twitter earlier today. So we were going through pictures on my phone, and I had a picture of me and North, who used to play her, you know, who played her husband and my ex, Sean, or whatever. And she was like,
right.
Wow, that was such a long time ago. And I was like, I know. And she goes, we didn't even really know each other then. And I was like, yeah, you were freaking blackmailing
Yeah.
So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We, as obviously you guys can see where we've evolved as characters from, you know, her trying to basically ruin my life to me helping her get a job to her trying to be better than me at work to this constant kind of, you know, who's gonna be teacher's pet sort of in the office. But as coworkers, I mean, we went from just meeting to talking and getting to know each other and deciding in New York that we were going to be closer in LA to becoming best friends. I mean, we speak about everything every couple of days, and we do the gym, and, you know, we know everything that's going on in each other's lives. So, and it's been good for me, especially because although I have friends here, or I have acquaintances in LA, I don't have friends, and I don't have any of my best girlfriends. So Stephanie's definitely, she's definitely been a gift to me. Besides, she drives me to work every day. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. She made a video like last year when they made Move to LA. She made a video like a 5-day diary for her website, and they took people on the ride with her while she made the cross-country tour from New York to LA.
Yes. She drove over here, that brave girl.
All right. Go ahead. Pretty soon you'll be doing the same thing, Denise.
I don't know if I'll ever be driving cross country. That seems a bit much. I don't know. I might become one of those, you know, road rage people if I did something like that. But did tell her, well, it's okay if I get angry in the car as long as I don't text or have phone conversations. That I've given my word to. But I did tell Stephanie today that cheer up, because as soon as I get my license and my car, she will not have to drive to work for 5 months, because she's done it for me whenever she could possibly can without any question, without me having to ask her for 5 months. So I'm going to do it back. Also, I don't want to be driving alone.
No, what though? Well, country trips can make for pretty good stories, though. You do that with your best girlfriend, and it actually can be pretty fun, so you might like that.
We'll see.
I'm a road rager, Denise. I know. I'm a road rager, okay? I know. And I've driven, not cross country, but I've driven from New York to Florida more times than I care to count. And
oh,
believe me,
you.
And she swears
yeah.
by it.
You didn't drive.
So I didn't
yeah.
drive. I was the one in the back getting car sick, okay? It
yeah,
was
no.
a bad experience. But we were talking about it today here, and now that I've got my permit, you know, I had to finally buckle down and read the book and know all the rules. So now I'm annoying everybody. I'm a backseat driver. So today we're going to work, and it's like, she goes, is it still the rule where, you know, the closest lane to the exit is like, you know, the slower lane and the farthest is the fastest lane? And I'm like, yes, you know, according to the book or whatever, and you're not supposed to pass on the right. But in L.A. on these freeways, people do whatever they want. There is they have no conception of the rules. I'm
they
sorry,
have
they're passing
rules.
On the right. They're going fast in the slow lane. They're like beeping you if you're going at a moderate speed. So, we'll wait for that road trip.
Okay.
California highway. Yep. Sorry.
For your fans, you have to. When you do your first trip, not trip, but even like even if it's a trip to work, and you're driving and Stephanie's the passenger, she's got to sit in the back and she's got to videotape you now for us so we can see how you make it to work for the first time driving on your own.
Well,
I agree.
We'll definitely do that. She just ordered a flip. Flip cameras, and I'm going to get one soon. I'm redoing some stuff with my website and having it completely relaunched and making it more interactive, and there'll be video blogs and stuff like that. So we'll definitely get some of that material.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to do. We'll see Denise drive for the first time. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Tony.
That's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank
Denise,
you, Tony.
To you
Take
again.
Care.
My pleasure.
We'll do it again soon.
Let's hope so.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, gosh. Now we have Heather, area code 626. Heather, say hi to Denise.
Hello.
Hi, Heather.
Okay, so my question is, if you could play another character, who would you want to play?
On All My Children or in general?
On All My Children.
If I could play another character, I would want to be Greenlee.
Really?
Yes.
And why is that?
I love Greenlee. Yeah.
Why Greenlee? It could be just the way Rebecca gets to play her. I just love that she gets to, like, boss everybody around.
Oh, okay.
And every man is, like, falling at the knee for her.
This is true.
I think it's pretty fun.
Okay. Any other questions, Heather?
No, I think that's all.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Heather.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay. All right, let's go over here to area code 502. What is 502? What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Warren.
Warren? Say
Warren?
Hi to Denise.
This is LC.
Hi. Oh, my God. I know this girl so well from Twitter. Hi, sweetie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome now since I'm talking to you.
I'm so glad you got to call in and you made it through.
Me too.
She's
this
so
is
adorable.
Your Twitter friend.
This girl is absolutely adorable. Lauren, are you 15 or 16? 15, right?
I'm 16.
16,
okay.
Okay. She is the cutest little thing.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What's your favorite place to eat in L.A.?
My favorite place to eat in L.A.? Let me think. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it took me that long to think. There's a tiny little restaurant called Pache, and
mm-hmm.
it's It's off of, it's on the Twirly Road, which is the canyon. I don't know all the streets yet, but it's like lower. It's between when you're going from the valley down towards West Hollywood. And it's an Italian place, and it's got pasta, and everyone knows I love pasta. And it's moderately priced, and the atmosphere is really cool and kind of chill, and it's romantic if you're on a date, but it's also a great place to do girls' dinners, and the food's just really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you like acting or modeling better?
They're very different things. I'm glad I have made the transition because it's something I've always wanted to do. But I would never speak against modeling because it got me through not only where I am now, but gave me so many opportunities. I was able to pay for school, and I was able to leave home very early and support myself. But they're just two completely different things, you know. When you're acting, they can give you lines to say, and you have to be this character, but you get to kind of play her. You get to take her and mold her into something, especially when you're playing someone for so long, like on a soap or a series. Whereas when you're modeling, a client is basically telling you, we want this shot, and, you know, it needs to be super smiley, or it needs to have attitude and edge. And basically, they're telling you what to do.
Yeah.
And they're buying you because, you know, of your look, because you have something different, or because you're pretty, or because you're not ordinary, or because of your figure. That's the extent of it. Whereas in acting, you get to actually use your creativity a little bit more, and you get to use your brain to make decisions.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, keep up the great work on AMC, and I hope to talk to you on Twitter later tonight.
Okay, Elsie. I'm so glad you got to call in. Bye, Sydney.
I'm so glad I got to. Bye.
Bye.
She's bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So
That's got to mean something to all of you guys out there that do Twitter. When you actually get to connect on the telephone, where it becomes more personal that way for you guys, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, to hear her voice. I mean, I've seen pictures. Say again?
No, I'm saying, like, with the fans, it becomes more personal
yeah.
that way for you.
Yeah. When you get to see, when they send you pictures, then you've at least, you've got a face to a name. But now I hear her voice, and I mean, I'm emotional right now. She's just so cute, and she always asks for advice, and she sends, like, cards for my birthday and pictures, and just, she's just an adorable girl.
Oh, that's sweet. All right, let's go here. We got a call, Florida, area code 727. What's your name?
My name is Kara.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Kara.
Kat?
Kara.
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 Yes.
Okay, so hi to Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I just have two questions. One is about your co-star, Bobby Eakes. I just wanted to know if she's nice.
Bobby's super sweet. She's actually very, very nice. She's a fun girl too, you know. She's got good spirit.
All right, awesome, because I'm meeting her this Saturday, and I'm sitting at her table.
Oh.
Well, you will enjoy her. She's got funny stories, and she is a joker, and she's actually a very good singer, so if you could get her to break into a song, you'd be lucky.
You're going to meet her at the Divas of Daytime concert May 1st, Saturday, you're talking about, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, the girls are playing out in Florida this weekend.
Oh, so you will get to hear her sing.
Yep. Great. And the second question is, I'm hoping to have my own TV show, and I was wondering if you'd be in it.
what kind of TV show is it?
I'm not sure yet. It's like a cross between a soap opera and kind of a Disney show. I don't know.
Well, we can talk about it further when you get me some exact information.
Kara, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay, you got time, girl.
And
but start writing now.
Yeah.
I'll take a new gig.
And if you do get on my show, if I get one, I would make sure it wouldn't interfere with your All My Children schedule.
Okay.
Well, we'll have to work something out, Tara.
Yes. I follow you on Twitter, so.
Okay, so we'll talk about it on Twitter then.
Okay, thanks, Tara.
All right,
thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Denise. Bye, Joanne.
Bye.
Bye-bye, honey. All right, well, you're just getting offers left and right, girl. They're starting young. Young, young, young for you. And this last caller is Nivelle J. Lee, host of Buzzworthy Radio on the Blog Talk Network, who is a colleague and friend of mine. Say hi to the lovely Denise.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I don't know why I'm shocked to talk to you. I talked to you before. I think I'm taken aback by that last caller about the TV show thing. I think that's why I'm in shock right now. That's good. They're starting off young. I wasn't even that brazen when I was 16. Good Lord. Joanne, I think they're teaching us something.
I think so.
So I definitely have to ask this right off the bat. Are you excited for the Emmys this year in Vegas and Sin City this year?
I am. I love Vegas. Yeah. I secretly really love Vegas. I was asking today, you know, whether or not how many people are going to get to the show, because, you know, we don't know how it works with, you know, nominations. If the show's nominated, more of the cast will go, and all the logistics of it. But I know some really great party spots in Vegas, so I'm hoping we all get to go, we all get to win, and then we can all party together.
You're not gonna have to show me those hot spots. This is my first time in Sin City, and I gotta know my way around now.
Is this your first time?
My first time in Sin City, yes.
Okay, it's going to be overwhelming the first time. Just take it slow.
Just remember back then that, God, that could just go so many ways, but I have a very, I have an everyone rating on this show, so we're not going on that direction, Nivelle. So I'm cutting you off before you even open your mouth.
I was not gonna say a word. I was just gonna. I'll save it for the red carpet this year. I gotta tell you, she was a cute little thing on the red carpet when I first got to talk to her. You know, I told her Cornelia Smith was staying in my room. She's like, I know where you're staying. I love her. She was great.
Aw, thank you.
She was a great little thing. So I hope you stop by my podium again. But I tuned in while you guys were talking about a backstory for Randy, which actually was my question that I was actually going to ask her. If you wanted to see a storyline play out for her, to where we know Randy's history and to know her family and everything like that, because again, like how you were explaining it, you wanted it to be explained as to how she wound up in Pine Valley the way she was originally. Like what brought that about?
I was very
pleased to hear that you're very interested in having that played out, and you have mentioned it and everything like that. So that was really cool to listen to. So,
thank you. I think it's important, and I'm dying to play it. You know, the only thing we really know is my mom died at Randy's mom died at 7, and so what happened? What happened between being shuffled foster care to foster care, and you know. What led her, and what did she experience? I mean, I know as an actress, it would be a lot of work and dedication to the character, and I just think that the show's ready for something different like that, and I'm ready for it as an actress. So
it would definitely explore it would explore not just the character, but it would help you grow as a character, you know, within this storyline. If it doesn't, and let me change that. When it does happen, when it doesn't, when it happens, you know, it's definitely going to grow as a character, grow as an actress, because then you're learning of a backstory and you don't have all this material to play off of. Just imagine what it would do for you and everybody that would be involved. So I think that would be a huge deal. Make it happen. Let's make it happen. That's all I'll say. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. We'll put it out there. It's the secret.
Yes.
The universe.
Let's put it out there. Let's put it out there. And one final thing before I run off. The All My Children, I don't know, Joanne, you mentioned this or not, but the All My Children event in Los Angeles, in Van Nuys, California, you'll be attending that as well?
I will be attending, and I'm also going to have a separate event, my own event.
Okay.
I'm looking at that the Friday of the fan club weekend, but it's not been locked down yet, so... But details to follow, definitely. We'll be on the AMC fan website, and I'll be Twittering about it, of course, and it'll be on the new Facebook page. So we'll let you guys know.
Okay, very cool.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call, by the way. And I'll see you in a couple of months.
Okay, see you then.
Very good.
Right.
Quick question before I do let you go. Your co-star,
yes,
Ricky Paul Golden, who is coming out with his show on May 2nd.
Yes.
Are you excited about seeing that? I mean, have you heard his stories? He was actually just on Novell's show the other day talking about some of the stories of paranormal experiences that he's had. Is this something that you guys talk about? Is it something that you're interested in seeing?
Yeah, I got a little sneak peek, actually. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
We did all hover around the computer in the makeup room, and we got to see some, I believe it wasn't even edited yet, actually. So we did see a lot of stuff, and I'm super excited. I love Ricky. I always, even in my personal life, when I reference him to my friends who are not in the soap world, I reference him as my, like, soap big brother, because when I first came on, he took me under his wing and explained a lot of things to me. So I'm super excited to see him doing something outside of the show, that he was able to do something, because he's, you know, he works so much, and Jake has become, you know, this huge character on the show. So just as a fan and as an actor, I'd love to see him doing something else, that he's really come together and put together this thing. And it's so crazy, the stories, that I can't wait to see everything. You know, I've seen bits and pieces, but to see the show and see how, I think it's going to do absolutely well.
Right. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. I got to speak to him on the show.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. I'm very interested in stuff like that. I had my tarot cards read one year, and I was a complete skeptic about things like that, and they predicted something, or not even predicted, they told me, you know, a female in your family is sick, and I was like, well, you're wrong, because there ain't nobody sick in my family, and they're like, no, there is, there's an elder female in your family that's sick, and I was like, you're wrong, you know, I was like, these people are full of donkey dust, and that's the end of the story. 6 months later, my grandmother was in Atlantic City, and her leg turned completely black. She had that muscle-eating bacteria, and it ate away at her leg, that it amputated, and she died of cardiac arrest, and she found out she had no leg. That was 6 months after I had my tarot cards read.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
That, like, I mean, this is 12 years ago, but it's, like, really crazy. I would have never, ever thought, there was nobody ever sick in the family, so that... It all connected after all that happened, and it was just like, wow, maybe there is something to this kind of stuff.
That's obviously a sadder story, but I tell you, I do believe in it. And I am, funny enough, before we go, talk to a woman in Australia. I call Australia once a month, and I've been talking to her now for a little over 2 years, and she told me All My Children was going to happen without telling me All My Children. It was going to be All My Children, so to say. So that was like the first thing where I started to believe her. And then a few months later, she kept telling me, I see you moving across country. And I was in my head because now I've opened up to her, but in the beginning I didn't really give her a lot of information. I just listened to everything she had to say, and I write everything down. I have a book where I keep everything that she says.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying, are you sure, Jeannie, are you sure? And in my head I'm going, it's absolutely impossible, because she doesn't know that, you know, I'm contracted to the show and all that stuff like that, and it's impossible, never moving across the country, like whatever. And she kept on telling me, lo and behold, that day that, you know, they came in and Brian Franz was like, we're going to L.A. I was like, oh my God, she was right. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I am a believer 100%.
Hmm. Well, yeah, that tarot card incident just put me at a whole nother level. So many things happened after that. I mean, that had nothing to do with readings or anything, just like crazy things. You know, I was in Florida, and I answered the phone at my parents' house. Now, mind you, my father's mother died when she was 13, and she died a tragic death. I mean, it just seems like my parents' parents just died these incredible deaths. She was driving in Yonkers, and there was a Yonkers City garbage truck coming down a hill, and he just smashed into her little Toyota in 1983 and killed her instantly. So now, this is so many years later. This is probably like 1998 or something like that. I answered the phone, and she was like, hi, Joanne. And I was like, who's this? And then this little elderly voice, and it was in the middle of the night. And I was like, who is this? She was like, it's Nana Kay. And I was like, what? And I was, like, freaking out. And I was like, what? And she was like, it's Nana Kay, your dad's mother. I was like, hung up. I was just like, I was flipping on lights and just looking around. I was like, who the F is doing? It was crazy.
Yeah.
I thought I saw her on buses. It was just insane. I mean, I had a lot of unfinished business with my grandmother when she died, so I didn't know if that was the reason any of that happened, but it was just crazy, crazy stuff. So I'm really looking forward to his show.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a hit. And from what I know, I don't watch much TV besides All My Children and HBO. But from what I know, there's nothing like it right now. So.
No, not at all. No,
right.
I don't watch a lot either, other than what I have to. I like my True Blood and my Vampire Diaries, but you know, I think I kind of draw the lines and my soaps, but that's it. So I'm really excited for that. I'm glad to hear that you guys are the cast member. You at least as out of the cast members are into it too. Definitely going to be a hit for Mr. Paul Golden.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be a hit. Well, anything new coming down the pike for you other than All My Children?
Maybe we'll see. We're trying
nothing
to work it out.
Nothing that you can talk about yet.
Nothing I can talk about yet.
All right, well, all right. You know where to come when you can.
But you guys know I'm on Twitter, and I keep you all updated on pretty much everything. So
you know what you do, and you're really good like that. And I have to say, I have certain people that are in the soaps who I give kudos to for staying in touch with their fans and being, I don't know, being kind and just taking that time out, you know, to talk to them. And even after a couple of years on the show, like you, that don't get too big for their britches, if you will. And you're definitely one of those people.
Oh, thank you. Well,
such a treat to have you back, girl.
Thank
of course,
you so much
I
for having me.
Wish you nothing but luck, love, and happiness. And I have to throw in a little congratulations that I didn't do at the beginning of the show on your engagement.
Uh-oh.
You tweeted it.
That was like the only thing I did not want to come up during this.
Well, it's at the end of the show, so it's a congratulations. That's it.
No,
all right.
Only because I'm disengaged, and I've been disengaged.
Oh, shit.
But,
okay. Well,
yeah.
I didn't see that.
Obviously, well, I didn't tweet that, but
okay.
I did say it in the 20 questions with Pine Valley News. And now, Sarah, we know who's not reading Pine Valley News.
I did not read it. I've been in Florida for the last 3 weeks and out of the loop for longer than that. So, yeah, I missed that those questions. I saw that you were doing them, but no, I did not read them. I try not to read other people's questions if I can, truthfully, when I do an interview, when I know I'm doing it with somebody that just did something, you know, because I don't want to I don't want to pull from their questions. I just like to go with what's at the top of my head. So that's the only reason why. But I love Pine Valley News. Okay, well, there you go. I just wanted to say congratulations, but okay, uncongratulations, or maybe it is a congratulations. I don't know, but we'll drop it.
It's all for the best. Thank you.
I have my big foot in my mouth.
No, don't worry. At least it's out there, and now I feel good about it, too.
Okay, all right. Well, at least I can laugh a little bit now, and I'm going to go brush my teeth and take the rubber soles out of my slippers out of my mouth. Denise, it's always a pleasure to have you on this show, and you know you're welcome back anytime, and really just keep up the good work, do what you do, and the best of everything for you.
Thank you so much, sweetie. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, anytime. Everybody, please check stardishradio.net for upcoming guests. As of right now, May 4th, Hal V. Klein and actress Vanessa Gomez are my guests. Other than that, there's nothing scheduled right now, as I did just come out of my little hiatus. So at that, we're going to leave you with a little bit of Brandon Barash. Everyone have a great night and a great weekend. Denise, thanks a lot, honey.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.